after staying the course last night on that debate stage, saying Donald Trump embodies New York values.
Could you explain what you mean by that?
You know, I think most people know exactly what New York values are.
Well,
you're from New York, so yeah. You might not. But I promise you, in the state of South Carolina, they do. And listen, there are many, many wonderful, wonderful working men and women in the state of New York. But everyone understands that the values in New York City are socially liberal or pro-abortion or pro-gay marriage, focused around money and the media. And I guess I can frame it another way. Not a lot of conservatives come out of Manhattan. I'm just saying.
Trump's response, controlled contempt.
When the World Trade Center came down, I saw something that no place on earth could have handled more beautifully, more humanely than New York. Everybody in the world loved New York and loved New Yorkers. And I have to tell you, that was a very insulting statement that Ted made.
And now, Cruz learning the risks of taking on New York. On the cover of the Daily News, Lady Liberty giving him the one-finger salute. New York's mayor and governor, both Democrats, outraged, demanding an apology. Cruz tonight, defiant.
I apologize to the millions of New Yorkers who've been let down by liberal politicians in that state. I apologize to all the pro-life and pro-marriage and pro-Second Amendment New Yorkers who were told by Governor Cuomo that they have no place in New York.
And David, just to show you how Cruz's New York values attack has really struck a chord, even Hillary Clinton siding with Trump on this issue, tweeting, "Just this once, Trump's right." David?